Today, the church celebrates Thursday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's work cannot be done by one person or even a small group of people. It requires many laborers. Since the harvest is abundant and wide-ranging, the more workers, the better. This is an essential message for bishops, priests, deacons, religious, and the lay faithful of the church. Many people are needed to take responsibility for the life of the church, the work of the Lord. In sending out his disciples ahead of him, Jesus drew attention to the many difficulties, challenges, and rejections that they would face. He anticipated that some of the towns would not welcome them. Still, whether people received them or not, the disciples were to proclaim, "The kingdom of God is at hand for you." Indeed, the Lord is present to all people, whether they receive him or not. Jesus continues to work in and through those ready to be his laborers. We are always in the presence of God's kingdom, God's rule among us. There's no escaping it. The issue is how we respond to that presence and the call to share that presence with others.